Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Cookies.
Uxter.
Matman.
And now, we've taken a bit of a break from the audio tale of Virtual Leftovers. Been about 2 weeks since we've actually had a audio podcast.
Yeah, 1928. That's true. The last date that shows up in my my iTunes. Yeah.
Because we didn't do one for 1 week, and then the next week we did a live stream instead.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that we took the 4th of July off.
You know, kind of. It was just too much of a hassle to try and get everyone to be here and have topics to talk about.
I was here.
You were here.
Hey, I had kids.
Anyways,
moving on.
So, to start off, we have a topic which is Spider-Man 3 to introduce Kraven with a big Black Panther twist.
Black Panther twist.
Really?
And
well, come Kraven, then Punisher would have to come as well.
So here's what
Well, that'll work. They've got the license, you know, the movie rights for Punisher back.
We just might see a Spider-Man Punisher
and
crossover.
Ghost Rider and Daredevil and
so,
Elektra.
So in a recent post, Boss Logic said that. So I have heard from a source that the idea of Kraven being from Wakanda, from a tribe that no longer exists due to them being exiled by the royals, is on the table. For the sake of this post, I mocked Mustafa Shakir with some Wakanda tech. What?
Oh, he was unsure over here, had a confused look.
I still need a piece of a huge Russian dude, but for the next few days I'll be dropping mostly SDCC posts. Alright, weird. Anyways, basically a lot of people are trying to get under the theory that Kraven the Hunter is going to be from Wakanda.
Wakanda.
And so, let me just explain
Southern
if that
Wakanda,
happens.
Right?
I will not watch that movie.
Yeah.
I love Spider-Man. But Kraven. No. Don't fuck with Kraven.
Right?
You already fucking fleshed off and I'm already pissed off about that. Don't fuck with Kraven.
I mean, it could be a white Russian dude from
Wakanda? From Wakanda? Yeah, the white. Yeah.
Could be Southern Wakanda, you don't know.
He was forced out. It was a tribe forced out.
So
maybe that's why.
The only white tribe? Them racist bitches.
So if they race wash Kraven, you're going to have a connection to boycott the movie.
Yep.
But you're okay,
no.
But you're okay with them race washing the Ancient One and Gender Man.
No, I'm not. If you would wait, if everybody had waited for me to actually speak.
And you're totally okay with them race washing Nick Fury.
No, well, okay. Nick Fury's a different story.
Nick Fury.
Shut up and let me talk first, so I can put his bullshit to rest. One, I'm just as upset with Ancient One. I actually wanted to see Ancient One be accurately represented, but they didn't do that. That was one of the few complaints I had for Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Also Mordo, but moving on.
Yeah, forgot about him.
Yeah.
Nick Fury, Marvel actually planned ahead for that. They went and changed him in the comic books, so he would be comic book accurate.
Then he should be called Nick Fury Jr.
You're right, but I digress. Point is, when these characters have been established for years, and like, if you want to change something, change it beforehand, like Marvel did.
And are you saying Nick Fury was not a good choice?
You mean Sam Jackson as Nick Fury?
Yeah.
No, because
they tried a white Nick Fury.
The Ultimates version of Nick Fury, the Ultimates universe, is based on his likeness was based on Sam Jackson.
Wow.
Because
we got the black Nick Fury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a white Nick Fury once. His name was David Hasselhoff. That was a thing.
That was.
Only Europe likes David Hasselhoff.
And old women.
So don't get me wrong. Just as much as I hate them color watching, I also hate people whitewashing in movies too.
Mm-hmm.
I just want characters to be represented the way they should be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You should probably invest in some WD-40 for your chair there, DC.
Probably.
Probably.
In other Spider-Man news, a Nebraska city explains its public art shows Spider-Man hands, not devil horns.
Yeah, right?
So, I don't know if you've seen these.
I've seen
it. I saw the picture of it, I think, today. Apparently, but I saw the article like yesterday.
A woman in Lincoln, Nebraska is fighting the city over what she says is a sculpture depicting devil horns at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. Now, unfortunately, we can't show it to you through a podcast, but wow. I am going to show it to my co-host. And,
yeah.
Spider-Man's hands is devil
looks
horns.
Looks like devil's horns.
You know,
and the thing is, in the American Sign Language, that means I love you.
I love you, yeah.
Devil horns, the thumb is holding down the the middle and ring fingers, while the index and pinky are extended.
That's not even a symbol for the devil. That's a symbol of the horned goddess.
So, in a written complaint to Lincoln Mayor, the woman demanded the city move the sculpture. It is a sculpture of two hands open, painted red and black, and formed into devil horns. The complaint reads, "This is an anti-Christian and demonic and completely inappropriate and offensive." Jesus, lady, quit putting the word "and" in there.
And get to the point.
Hold on. I'm going grammar Nazi here because I'm looking at this stupid sentence that she's written. She has, comma, and demonic, comma, and completely. Lady, the comma is to represent the "and." Anyways.
And it's like a friend of mine, her mom, has no grasp of punctuations, capitalization, sentence structure, or anything.
I
cannot fucking. Whenever I read her comments to my friend's posts, I can't. I need this translated to English. Where is the translate button for this post?
That's like, how are you going to turn something that's been around since what, the
60s?
60s? Spider-Man? Yeah. 60s? To turn it into something demonic. Come the fuck.
Ignorance.
2019. It's like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
It's like, I'm taking Jesus and wrapping him around my eyeballs. And that's all I can see. You're an idiot. Seriously.
Yep.
It's red with black fucking webbing on the fucking hand. You can obviously tell it's fucking Spider-Man. Alright? Sorry, it's a little too close for you, fucking Christian lady.
Not every sculpture
was there. You know, this chick have an issue with, you know, the Spider-Man balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's doing the thwip.
Yeah, but that's just the thing. These little idiotic Christian people, man. They see this and they think, oh, the devil. No, that's a fucking sign for the horned goddess. Okay, she gives birth to the sun, and the sun lives out its life to the day.
That's not even the hand gesture that he's doing.
Yeah, I know. It's his fucking flip.
But that's not even it. It's literally this. He has a thumbs out.
Yeah.
So I just
devil horns down.
Yeah. Anyways. Exactly.
Well, and they're not down like this. They're up in the air.
Yeah, you hold them up in the air to do your little, you know, devil horns.
Anyways,
moving on.
But your hands as, like you just don't care.
As a YouTube news reporter, I guess, Philip Franco would say, don't be stupid, stupid.
Right? God.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a great quote. He's also the guy that had merchandise that just simply says, have a great fucking day on it. And I love that. It for a zombie parade, but, you know. Anyways, to move on from Spider-Man-y stuff. But, of course, we're virtual leftovers, so we're going to stick with Marvel anyways.
Because DC hasn't, you know, represent.
DC's got some stuff, but it's not the best.
They haven't upped it.
So Chris Evans wants to play the Human Torch in the MCU. Although, that's a bit of a clickbaity title once you actually read what's in the article. Or, more or less, what he says. In a tweet that he previously made about the possibility of it happening, Chris Evans made it clear that he'd definitely be up for it, but he's not sure that the brass at Marvel Studios will be on board. To be clear, what he exactly said was, I know, like a little parent trap, right? I would love that. I really would. That would be a lot of fun. I doubt they'd ever let me do that, though.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, because they are.
And this is also something that he said before he announced that he was going to be stepping back from acting to take a more directorial role. So.
That and, you know, kids especially associate him as Captain America.
Yeah.
And so they'd be like, why is Captain America on fire? Oh my god, they're gonna kill Captain America on fire! Captain America's a witch, that's why they're burning him. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you remember that? I remember him with whipped cream.
Yikes.
And the banana.
And a banana.
And a banana.
Yes.
Don't forget the banana.
He didn't. Moving on.
Sorry, Captain.
Hey.
But hey, it's I
America's
mean.
Ass.
That's right.
It's America's.
Put banana in America's ass. It's pre-America's ass, I guess, right?
It's hey, so nothing more American so than banana green. Split.
Surprised we haven't seen any memes about that. Fucking Captain America's ass with a banana in it.
Oh, yeah, whipped cream and the banana.
It's a banana. It's America's banana split.
Okay, this is getting really weird, so we're gonna move on. Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool.
I said nothing more American than banana split. Moving on.
Ryan Reynolds Deadpool is about to become the newest member of the Avengers. Sources say the Merc with the Mouth will finally become part of the MCU. After his transition from Fox to Marvel is complete. Introducing Deadpool will be a challenge, though Marvel is already working on a way to bring him into the fold. And their plan involves a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yes! Yes!
Awesome.
I am perfect. Okay with that.
Perfect fucking person to couple him with. Because Spider-Man actually keeps him from killing people. You know?
So, according to...
Deadpool looks like Spidey.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I know that, but does Spidey really keep him from killing?
Spidey doesn't when they're together, he yes. possibly can when he, to stop people from getting killed by him.
According to We Got This Covered, Deadpool will be teaming up with Peter Parker in the Spider-Man 3. Details of which have not been revealed because Marvel just released Spider-Man Far From Home. It is unclear when we will see Spider-Man next. Apart from that, Deadpool is expected to make a few cameos across the MCU before he appears in the next Avengers, which is very exciting news.
Would that be a possibility of Deadpool's secret wars? Deadpool originally having
with Disney
the Venom home? Costume first?
Oh my.
I'm a giddy little bitch.
With Disney taking over the franchise, there's been speculations that Reynolds' character will get a bit of a makeover to get him ready for the MCU. After all, Deadpool is one of the few characters who break the fourth wall. His first two solo outings also got an R rating, something that none of the other movies within the MCU have received. Disney promises Marvel will keep making R-rated Deadpool movies.
Nice. That's a good freaking put and good move on them.
Yeah.
See, because after giving us two bloody Deadpool movies and then kicking it down to PG-13, it's gonna kill us.
Going back to the.
We already did do that.
Well, kinda, I guess.
Once upon a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Once upon a
Deadpool.
Although it sounds like we will be seeing.
The way they did that though is actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Although it sounds like we were seeing more. We will be seeing more of Deadpool in the near future. Other sources say that Marvel is not sure how to introduce the character. Deadpool is different than any other character in the MCU, and there is no doubt that integrating him into the team will be a challenging task. There is also the hurdle of introducing mutants into the MCU, a topic that has yet to be broached in the films. Although, you know, Avengers Infinity War and Endgame both kind of gave an opening for that, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It would be funny is if they do decide to introduce Deadpool in the next Spider-Man movie, Deadpool realizes he's in a or you know, before he realizes he's in a PG,
he's
PG-13
in a Disney movie,
he's gonna start saying, you know, he's gonna start to say fuck, and Pete's gonna, you know, like shoot him in the mouth with, you know, shoot your mouth with, you know, with webbing, you know, it's like watch your mouth kind of thing, and then Deadpool's gonna, oh shit, I'm in a PG-13 movie. And then every time for the rest of the movie, anytime Deadpool's gonna say, you know, try to drop an F bomb, and you know, Peter's just off screen, just gonna
thwip.
I just want to see. Well,
that would be funny.
What I want to see is Deadpool realizes he's in the movie, in a PG-13 movie, so he saves it. He wants that perfect cussing moment. And then somebody else steals it
Spider-Man
away.
Spider-Man does it.
I brought that up.
Spider-Man is just like off in the distance.
I said that a few times,
And you just hear Deadpool off-screen.
Talking about having Deadpool crossing over with the X-Men. And somebody said, you know, they can just see it. You know, Deadpool, you know, appears in the X-Men. And, you know, and because it's PG-13, they're only allowed, you know, one F-bomb. And Deadpool's just waiting for the right moment. And somebody, like,
and
you know, Wolverine
says
it. And so he totally misses his moment.
Yep.
Goes over, like, just starts pounding, trying to beat up Wolverine. He just, all you hear is, no!
But anyways, Marvel President Feige did not tease any details about how or when X-Men or Deadpool will appear on the big screen, though they are expected to become part of Phase 4. That said, fans should not expect anything to happen for a few more years, especially since Fox just released Dark Phoenix, which was a bomb. Dark Phoenix completely bombed at the box office. Should push a reboot date.
So I just this morning I watched, you know, because I decided that I'm gonna just torture myself and actually watch some of these shitty ass Marvel movies, just so that way I can actually have seen them, so I can be quote unquote legit when I start ripping on them.
True.
And I started, you know, so it's the last Fantastic Four movie Fox did. The Dolph Lundgren Punisher. Been out 30 fucking years, I haven't seen it yet. Punisher Warzone and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Which, I just, before we go any further, fuck Punisher Warzone. That is fucking retarded. I hate that movie.
Well, from what I understand, at least one character from the Marvel Knights Punisher series by Garth Ennis appears in Warzone. Detective Martin Soap. Anyway, so I watched the Fantastic Four movie. That's, you know, anybody that's friends with me on Facebook and saw the post, you know, that's, you know, that's 1 hour, 39 minutes, and 49 seconds of my life I will never have back.
Yeah.
Because I watched that. Although I did tune out when they discovered that Victor was still alive in that other place, dimension thing.
Whatever the fuck that was.
And saw how he was. I'm like, seriously? Did they not get Dr. Doom?
Right.
So why did they keep tying? He does not have the same origin as the Fantastic Four does.
Mm-hmm.
He just went to school with Richards, or university, whatever, and Doom was doing a arcane, mystical, ritual, science experiment thing, whatever, that blew up in his face, disfigured him, and he flipped and went back to Latveria, blah, blah, blah. He has no superhuman powers.
Mm-hmm.
It's technology and magic.
Yeah.
Why, in all three of Fox's fucking Fantastic Four movies, do they tie his origin in with the Fantastic Four, where he gets powers at the same time they do?
What they might need to do is
easier.
Make a completely standalone Doctor Doom movie.
They do need to do that, but the problem with that, well, not with that, but the problem with not wrapping them in when he's being introduced in the Fantastic Four movie,
mm-hmm,
is, and I quote, it's too confusing for anyone who's not a comic book reader.
Yeah.
For anybody just going in to watch the movie, the studio didn't think it would make sense.
It's called flashbacks.
Oh, no, I completely agree.
You know, like,
but
like Batman
that was the studio's
movies, Superman
argument.
Movies. You know?
Like, a lot of Iron Man movies.
You know? Iron Man 3 was an entire flashback movie.
But
Captain Marvel was, too.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Yeah,
here and there. It was her dating back, her memory.
Which,
you know, it was taking place.
You only know now.
You haven't even seen it. Shut up.
I've seen part of it.
Then you fell asleep.
Yeah, because it's a boring movie.
Plus, no.
Dead Cooks has told us since Captain Marvel came out that he watched it. And he has been lying.
Shame me if you want.
Shame. Shame, Cookies.
Anyways, go back.
You're not going to be shameful, Cookies.
The original Fantastic Four movie was at least somewhat accurate to almost everyone except for Doctor Doom. Doctor Doom's the only one that can really never be right.
I mean, but they got his look better than...
You know,
okay, yeah.
I understand why they went to the win with Doctor Doom. Because he's one of the most well-known Fantastic Four baddies. Okay, I get that. But they should have had a Doom movie before that.
You know, it's not like they couldn't, you know, just go ahead and flat out introduce Doom already in his armor and everything. And then somebody would be like, what the hell is this guy's problem? It's like, well... You know, like after a fight or something, or lots, you know, everybody's regrouped back home or whatever after the fight. You know, somebody could be asking about, you know, what's up with Doom and why is he why has he got such a hate boner for you? You know, Reed. And Reed could, you know, fill the audience in, as, you know, the backstory, either just in dialogue or, you know, voiceover in flashback scenes.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Flashback.
It's not that fucking hard. It's not like it's never happened in movies before.
Exposition?
What?
I know, right?
Anyways.
Or maybe they think it's just too much like a rat.
So we've talked a little bit about past movies. Let's talk about upcoming superhero movies that we're excited for. Or...
Not excited not. For.
Mm-hmm. We'll kind of take a vote as each one comes through. The October 4th, 2019 Joker movie.
Yeah, no.
I'm not looking for that.
I will still watch it.
When it comes out.
I mean, we're all going to watch it, but...
I'm just going to be there for the Joker aspect, not for what they fucking did to him.
I'm not going to be excited about it.
I'm going to wait for a rental before I see it.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Wow.
That's a mouthful for you.
Right?
Another,
another crapper. Maybe.
Have they released trailers for that or anything yet? Or even...
Wait, for the Birds of Prey, what is that?
The Huntress.
Her, Harley Quinn, and who else?
Actually, no, it was Huntress, Black Canary, and...
Okay.
Oracle, who was, at the time, paralyzed Barbara Gordon.
Eventually, it became Huntress, Harley Quinn, and...
Poison Ivy,
okay.
And they eventually...
I'll give it a shot, but...
It's going to... So I understand Margot Robbie is going to be playing Harley again in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah. I personally Hopefully thought she did... I thought she did a good job.
A little more Harley. Than just some pigtails on the back of her head.
Now, lo and behold, the first one was...
based on her Arkham video game appearance. Yeah. Hmm.
Now, lo and behold, the first one I actually am excited about on this list is the New Mutants.
Yes.
Which has actually gotten an official release date.
Finally?
April 3rd of 2020.
Oh, God, come on. Why do you gotta fuck with us like this?
When did we get the trailer?
Well, okay, so it got pushed back in April of 2018. It got pushed back. To 2019.
And then...
And now to 2020, but this time it's actually being given an official day.
Set, huh? Good.
I mean, set is a bit of a...
So this is Fox, right?
Well, it was made by Fox. But... Fox is now owned by Disney.
Right.
Could this be their introducing Marvel?
No,
because it was made before the purchase merger thing was even attempted.
All right.
Or at least it was public knowledge anyways.
So it's no longer going to be the X-Men, it's going to be the New Mutants, huh?
No, it's
always going to be the New Mutants.
It sucks. But
it's supposed to be a horror movie.
To go into
movie.
The MCU, it's going to be the X-Men.
Yeah.
But anyways, another one.
Just based on the trailer I saw, I mean, this is like... What?
Huh.
I was... What? I was more confused than being in a topless bar.
Okay, I'm just interested in it because it's going to be a kind of thriller horror for comic book characters. Like, yeah. I'm 100% down to check that out. Let's have the comic book characters take over every different kind of franchise out
there. Right? All the genres.
Horror.
Drama.
Sci-fi. Drama. Everything.
They got comedy down. They got that
show. Comedy, we have that.
Well, also, if you want to get technical, the comic book movies are kind of on the sci-fi side.
Yeah.
Untitled Marvel Movie 1, which is scheduled for May 1st of 2020.
Really?
I believe that's supposed to be the Eternals movie.
It's either supposed to be the Eternals.
Oh, by the way,
Shang-Chi.
A couple of days ago, we were supposed debuting in theaters was supposed to have been the Inhumans movie, according to a list that they put out back before they got the deal with Sony for Spider-Man.
Anyways, but yeah, I think
July 16th was supposed to have been the release date for the Inhumans.
Really?
Yeah.
But anyway, so the three movies that that could possibly be on May 1st of 2020 are Black Widow, The Eternals, and Shang-Chi.
Nice.
Either any of those I would be happy with.
Well,
I feel when we talked about Black Widow
like a couple of months ago, when we started talking about upcoming Marvel movies, I think we had it figured out what ones were likely to be coming in the order, and Eternals was pretty much lining up with what we knew for that and what the next movie coming was. Mm-hmm. But I forget what the rest of the movies were. Well, maybe we'll remember when we hear Untitled Marvel movies.
But given that we've already gotten a couple of leaks of Black Panther or Black Widow being on set and stuff.
That's true. Black Widow could be the next one.
Yeah.
Black Widow or Eternals. Probably Black Widow.
June 5th of 2020 we'll have Wonder Woman 1984, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, Wonder Woman was a great movie.
It was.
I just don't know if I'm entirely excited for the sequel.
I want to see a trailer first.
Yeah, I definitely want to see a trailer before anything else.
As that one promotional image, where she's in that suit of armor looking thing with the weird psychedelic colored background. What?
All right. It's weird.
She almost somehow, despite it being a gold suit of armor, almost blends in
with
the background. So all you can see is her pretty much friggin' head floating there.
Interesting.
And then
I don't think I got to see that.
5 days later, on June 10th, July 10th. Untitled Sony/Marvel movie, which is most likely to be Morbius. Which
interesting.
Is that going to be an MCU or a Sony?
Mainly Sony. It'll go along with Venom being Sony main.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm willing to give Jared Leto another chance just because we've seen actors transfer over between comic books and
do better in a great role.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds
is number one.
Actually, Ben Affleck, as far from going from Daredevil to Batman, I thought he did a really good job.
I thought he was a good Batman.
I'm disappointed that he didn't get more of a chance as Batman, but.
DC Henry Cavill doesn't left really the role of Superman.
Yeah.
Keeping people around,
And then Marvel October 2nd of 2020, we will get Untitled Sony Marvel sequel, which will most likely be the second installation of Venom.
Yes.
It won't out.
I can't wait for that one.
Ooh.
And then in November 6th of 2020, we'll get Untitled Marvel Movie 2, which will, again, either be Black Widow, The Eternals, or Shang-Chi. Until they've given a certain specific release date, it's kind of just going to bounce between.
Maybe it's just, whichever movie can get done first.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Which actors can work the hardest on.
And then anything else for Marvel after that seems to be untitled and doesn't really have a release.
Yeah.
They're working on another animated Spider movie.
And into the Spider-Verse.
I can't remember if it's going to be like Spider-Gwen focused, who's now going to be called Ghost Spider.
She is going to be Ghost Spider?
Yeah, Spider-Gwen is going to be Ghost Spider. Spider.
And it's not the Ghost Rider Spider either. Oh, it's not.
Oh, okay, I was like...
No, it's... No. So what's Ghost Spider going to be called?
It's not going to be in this?
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't know there was a Ghost Spider.
Mm-hmm. No, there's a Ghost Rider version of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. It's referred to as... I mean, it varies. Either he's called Ghost Spider or Spirit Spider, something like that.
Spirit I think Spider. Spirit Spider, yeah.
And the
white...
See, in... White. Her, in Spider-Gwen's home reality, she's known as Spider-Woman. Mm-hmm. Well, Marvel's already got like half a dozen Spider-Womans as it is. So anyway, so that's why they kept her, why her books and stuff were, she was referred to as Spider-Gwen.
It's Ghost Spider. But, yeah, that's Ghost Spider.
Okay.
Yep.
Probably anyways. Just, case of name reuse, much like, how many Spider-Womans there have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, in her reality, she was, Spider-Woman, but, everybody kept referring to her as Spider, at least in, our, reality land, we all refer to her as Spider-Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after the Spider-Geddon crossover, she has, I don't remember, I can't remember if she's got, if it's a technological thing, or if it's a new power she inherited, or that she acquired, or something. She can travel between the real dimensions.
Hmm.
So, she's native to Earth 65, she can come to Earth 616, Earth 27,9362, whatever.
All right.
And, anyway, she, her identity is publicly known on Earth 65.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's having a hard time trying to get a job, trying to, get in, enrolled in college classes and stuff like that. But she's just, towards the end of her last series that they launched her a new book 10 issues ago.
Hmm.
Issue 10 just came out this month. Oh, guess what? It's the last issue. It was called Spider-Gwen, Ghost Spider. Well, anyway, last issue, she just finally decided, she's going to decide to, since she's, friends with Peter, because of the whole Spider-Verse, Spider-Geddon crossovers, she's going to come to 616 and enroll at Empire State University, where Peter's at.
Oh, my.
And they were together in costume and had to stop, shitballs, I forget the villain that they ended up stopping. He was Swarm.
Mm-hmm.
The Nazi scientist guy made out of bees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was trying to take over dinosaur skeletons, real dinosaur skeletons, not replica skeletons.
Yeah.
In museum there. And somebody asked, said, they went and got like hot dogs or something, tried to in the street vendor hot dog cart things. And somebody, like the kid was talking to him and asked what her name was. And she's like, Ghost Spider. So she's relaunching next month with the new number one. Peter, fourth number one. has Ghost Spider.
All right.
Because Marvel has, whatever, in these last few years has developed a tendency to, run a book for, launch a book, maybe let it go for a year, cancel the book.
Yeah.
And then maybe a month or two down the road, oh, hey, guess what? We're bringing the book back. All new number one.
Oh, jeez.
And it runs for, it might run for less or more issues. Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Like they just rebooted, earlier this year, they just rebooted Uncanny X-Men.
What the hell?
Yeah. It's the fourth X, it would be technically X-Men volume, Uncanny X-Men volume 4.
Hmm.
They rebooted it, 10 issues in, they killed off 99% of the X-Men.
The fuck?
To go to the Age of X-Man crossover, where Nate Gray, an alternate, the Age of Apocalypse reality version of Cable. He came to our world when the Age of Apocalypse reality was supposed to have been destroyed, but then somebody at Marvel's like, hey, you know what? Maybe it didn't get destroyed after
Maybe.
All. Maybe it splintered off and became its own complete, entire, all-new time stream reality thing. So anyway, X-Man, Nate Gray, he was Nate Gray, not Nathan, you know, not Nate Summers, he was Nate Gray, from that reality, he managed to carry over into, along with two or three other characters, the only good guy to come over, the other three were villains, and including the evil version of Beast.
Evil version of Beast.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Called the Dark Beast.
Yep.
Yikes.
He worked for Mr. Sinister and then
he loves Prince.
And he's black. Not saying anything, Marvel, but it's a little bit.
Hank McCoy was colored black. Or gray, whatever. Which is what Dark Beast was. He's gray. So he has been multiple colors.
I know. Just
Well, okay, he's been hairless, and then blue hairy, and then...
That was the joke.
Yeah, yeah, we all seen him
cat-like and
hairless.
Yikes.
But anyway, he... Because he's trying to make, you know... Basically, he tries to make everything, you know, find out why it's so hard for the X-Men to... You know, hey, you know what? You guys keep fucking things up. You guys keep trying to get, you know, a world where man and mutant can live together in harmony, peace, blah, 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 with one another instead of fighting each other all the time. And basically he ends up yoinking everybody out of, all the X-Men out of, you know, 616 reality and creates an all-new
reality. Okay.
With, where everybody's a mutant. But it's like those typical, you know,
really?
Future utopian societies where, you know, relationships, love, sex are all forbidden.
Oh.
Whoa.
New populations are made in test tubes. He's suppressed all the X-Men's memories of their former life, gave them new ones to kind of coincide. And explained away like Cyclops and Wolverine and, you know, all the ones that aren't there that were still left behind in the 616 because they weren't part of it because Cyclops, I think, was supposed to be dead, supposedly dead at the time.
Supposedly.
Or at least in hiding. Hadn't come back yet.
Who knows in the comments?
Well, they explained it in the first issue after the end of the X-Men Disassembled storyline.
Okay.
And, anyway, that crossover just finished. Anyway, also this week, finishing up, was Uncanny X-Men.
Okay.
Because starting next week is a reboot again. In fact, all of the X titles are done. Deadpool's done. X-Force.
Really?
The latest X-Force. Ending in issue 10. Deadpool ended with 16. X-Force. Uncanny X-Men. Whatever other ones there were, because I didn't bother keeping up with all of them.
Keeping track.
And it's relaunching by writer Jonathan Hickman. Two books. Each book coming out bi-weekly, but one book will be out one week, then the next first, you know, then the issue of the next series
will be
the next week. So there's going to be an X-Men book every friggin' week of the month.
Damn.
One is called House of X, and the other one is called Powers of Ten. With the Roman numeral X.
Yeah.
So if you don't know that it's supposed to be 10,
you
think it's Powers of X.
Yeah.
Kind of like the iPhone 10, but it's iPhone X. But
like Mortal Kombat 10 was...
Yeah, and X. How Wolverine's Weapon X name was retconned to be Weapon 10.
Yeah.
As part of the Weapon Plus. Oh, Deadpool's supposed to be Weapon 9. Even though he was brought about because... Department H or the Weapon Plus program were trying to
replicate
Logan's healing factor in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And Wade was a washout until it, you know, because it didn't take or anything until, I can't remember what it was that happened in the comics.
Yeah.
Something happened which, you know, traumatic, which activated the healing factor. Yeah. Because Wade was not, he's not a mutant.
Mm-hmm. He's a mutate.
Yeah, he's a human mutate. Much like Spider-Man, the Fantastical Four, Captain America.
He was in
Captain America was Weapon One.
Was he?
Yes. Makes sense.
Okay, Weapon One.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it was Hulk.
Oh, and Venom is also
Hulk a result
of the Weapon Plus program.
Really?
Hulk was an experiment.
Luke Cage is also a weapon. I forget what number.
He was an expert.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But yeah, they've they've decided to start retconning the Weapon Plus program, and like I said, you know, Luke Cage, he's a member of that.
There is a Weapon H though, with Wolverine Hulk mixed here thing.
Yeah, I saw they, that.
Which
ended up, it
looks,
I think it's
terrifying if they do though. If they do that.
I think that's been, I think, I won't swear to it, it's Marvel, but well, I kind of remember that it was destroyed, but I could be remembering wrong. I am old to remember.
In order to, I'm going to steal the wheel back now.
Rats.
You did a great job driving us, Matt Man.
As you, talks, you kind of made something pop in my head. For a movie that I would like to see. Now that we know that Deadpool's going to Disney and they're going to keep it R-rated and we're getting X-Men characters, I would like to see the X-Force. The actual.
The actual
X-Force. Yes,
I mean, they were planning on doing
the actual X-Force, Marvel.
If they are listening. I remember
they were talking about doing an actual X-Force movie after Deadpool.
It should. It should.
And I don't know if the, you know, the whole X-Force that showed up in Deadpool 2 was kind of a, oh, sorry, we're not doing it, or just, you know, kind of a throwaway gag thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jerking our chain.
Of course.
Because Vanisher was, you know, he was a reluctant member of the X-Men for a while. He was on a X-Force team, one that was led by Wolverine, which also had Deadpool on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the X-Force I want to see.
With the black and gray costumes?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I love those costumes.
Like
the Uncanny X-Force, isn't it?
Ooh.
Like the old TV show?
No, the Uncanny X-Force was different. That one had Storm and Psylocke. And
I guess I'm just... Anyways,
I think that was X-Force like Volume cartoon 2 TV or show? 3.
The classic?
Did they have an X-Force?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but they had like a cartoon where Wolverine was like gray and black.
Might be, I don't remember.
Anyways. Shitballs.
But
and now we're crashing.
The track.
But anyways.
Zeitgeist was from the new X-Force team that it became X-Statics. And then supposedly they all got killed in their final issue. Then they brought back regular X-Force.
Anyway, so that kind of brings me to the next and probably final point is what kind of Marvel movies are we all wanting to see? Not what we already know is going to be coming out, but what do we want to see?
I already know mine.
Could it be like a Marvel movie, or could it just be, you know, a
comic book movie
movie or TV series?
Yes.
Series on, game from Marvel, from DC, from Image, Dark Horse,
Mad Men.
So, well, since we now have Venom, all right, he's a thing. What about his creator? I think. Since
I'm gonna let you finish.
Since we have Venom, you know, all black, I'd like to see his creator, Null.
Yeah.
The symbiote king.
We might get that in a flashback. I doubt we're going to get the actual movie. No, I doubt it.
Hey.
Unfortunately.
Because they
I mean, I would be 100% down
planet
for that, but...
of symbiotes, okay? Mm-hmm. Which that's that, already talking about the Clintar right there.
More like a cell than a planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a prison cell, but still. One that I'd like to see is Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I would like to see, preferably as like a mature, preferably animated series, you know, something like that would be on...
Like Netflix's original plan to do Deadpool the animated series?
Kind of where it's, you know, some, you know, along those lines like the Spawn animated series was on HBO, where it was more adult themed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is a series based on a comic written by, co-created by Warren Ellis and Derek Robertson called Transmetropolitan.
Ah, okay.
I would love to see that because I don't think a movie could do it justice, period. Not to, you know, because I want the whole fucking 5 years, 60 issues adapted.
Yeah.
Period, exclamation point. I don't care if they, you know, condense, you know, like they merge a couple of issues worth of stories into like an episode or something, or even the first, you know, or story arcs into like two or three episodes. But I want the whole 60 issues adapted. That preferably as faithful as possible. And I'm, as much as I would like to see it in live action, I don't really know who I could see playing the parts of at least Spider himself. Because you get his look wrong, fuck the hell off. In fact, Garth Ennis, the creator of Preacher and The Boys series that's coming to... the comic series and then the series that's based off that coming to Amazon Prime Video. He told the showrunners, do not make sure you guys do not fuck up the character of Butcher.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, the accent, anything. Do not fuck that character up. Don't fuck him up and don't fuck up Huey. Who, I incidentally, was based, his likeness in the comic was based on Simon Pegg.
All
which
right.
I am disappointed that Simon Pegg is not playing Wee Huey in the TV series, but he will be showing up as Wee Huey's dad.
Oh, that's a
yes. But anyway, and here's the thing, though, that I'm worried about if they, cool. you know, probably why Transmetropolitan will never be adapted into
live action.
A live action. Well, one, the budget. You know, I mean, granted, Game of Thrones had a big ass budget, but with everything that's going on in Transmetropolitan, just, you know, even in the comic, in the background, the different shit that was going on. That, you know, not even referenced by what's happening, you know, the characters that you're, you know, reading about. The budget, I think, would be, they wouldn't be able to do, I think, a lot of it. Honestly. And I think, you know, because you can get away with more shit in animation than you can with live action.
Yeah.
Plus, the characters would look more like their comic book incarnations. The reason why I don't think it would be ever adapted into anything other than the comic series as it is because, at least right now, of our political climate, people will think that it's supposed to be, that it's supposedly making snide remarks and comments about what's happening now.
Probably.
The series came out back in, like, I think, 98? 99? Somewhere in there? And it only lasted for 5 years, 60 issues. So it was done over a decade, well, over like a decade and a half now, before our current political climate.
Oh, wow.
So that's why, because when I went through and reread the series here just a few weeks ago, I'm like, yeah, if I tell people that they should, you know, say, hey, this is a really good series, you should read this, they might not realize that this was written years and years and years and years ago and has been finished for years and years and years.
Yeah. Anyways.
That having that been said, fucking check out the series. It's awesome.
Devil horns. Devil
horns. He's obviously passionate about that.
All right. I know I'm a broken record with this, but Red Hulk versus Hulk.
All right. Going back over to me now. So, this is
rats.
I wasn't going to continue with that, but okay.
Anyways, so I actually had another idea on something where what DC could do different about introducing Green Lantern this time.
Not give it to Ryan Reynolds?
No, I actually think Ryan Reynolds was still a great choice for the character. But the writing was absolutely trash.
Not give him a...
Yeah.
That kind of suit.
But what they need to do is they need to team up with some streaming service and create a mini-series that gives the background to all the different Lanterns. Hmm. So that way, when you introduce them in the actual movie and use all of them, not just the yellow and green ones, people know what to expect watching the movie.
True. However, it would only be people that have actually seen.
Well, yeah, but if they haven't watched it, that's their fault.
That is true. That
oh, yeah. is true. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is ending with season 7.
Good.
I stopped right, with season 5.
Anyways.
I stopped in season 3 or 4.
I just think that it would be really smart for DC to do something a little different with Green Lantern. With all the diverse, different Lantern cores out there. They should do something to introduce those cores before going into the next movie.
Yeah.
And have some actually good fucking writing for once. You've been doing good. You've been doing good, DC. Don't fuck it up.
I don't know. I could see them being able to, you know, if they did it right, much like how I was suggesting, you know, how they handle fucking Doctor Doom the right goddamn way in the next Fantastic Four movie, or Doctor Doom's movie appearance. They can either flashback or give a brief show, you know, showing of the creation behind a core.
I could agree.
Because I would love to see an adaptation of the Green Lantern Rebirth, where they bring Hal Jordan back as a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then follow that up with the Sinestro Corps War, which was totally fucking awesome. And as Geoff Johns, the writer of the Green Lantern books at the time, called it, it was the Empire Strikes Back of a trilogy that events for the Green Lanterns that you do, and then do the Blackest Night and or maybe Brightest Day as an epilogue.
Mm-hmm. So, I actually already have. What I kind of want to see for if they were to do my idea, where it's like a bunch of miniseries, each one separately talking about, like even if it's not a bunch of miniseries, one little miniseries or a series where each season is about a different core. And then each season is slowly leading up to this one pivotal moment, and that pivotal moment will be the movie.
Yeah, but they could do it in such a way that, you know, general audience goers can enjoy the movie without having to have seen
the
series. Yeah. But then those of us nerds that would have seen the series
would
get a bigger excitement from watching the movie.
And also, they have to include the white and black Lantern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be from the Blackest Night and Brightest Day.
Mm-hmm. They need to, because
they need to have one more core for a total of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the white Lantern is not quite a... Okay, you're right. An X core.
There you go. We need an X core.
And plus, that sounds the Black Lantern storyline.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Batman Beyond fan, did you see the news? Batman Beyond, complete series, box set on Blu-ray.
Dope!
With a pop figure.
Didn't see when it was...
Doesn't also article, include...
It was, didn't have a thing, but it's... Supposed to be a big old fat box that I don't remember because I didn't read. I wasn't able to read the article when I saw it or even share it. I spotted it just as I was getting off of Facebook.
Is it? It's Batman Beyond: Return of the Joker, isn't it?
I don't. Or it might have just been Batman: Return of the Joker that was Batman Beyond. I don't know the official title.
Either.
I really wish I'd have been able to pick up the. I could probably still get it on Amazon or something. The Batman the Animated Series box set.
Ooh.
Side of the Hermes the Ball.
Ooh.
Earlier this year, I think. And
I mean,
on Blu-ray, digital copy, and it came with a Batman pop vinyl keychain figure, Joker pop vinyl keychain figure, and I think even Harley.
So, speaking of keychains, I saw this new...
It was only like 80, 85 bucks.
New thing.
Oh,
which
dude.
Is not bad for 4 seasons worth of fucking Blu-rays.
Shit, right?
About, like, digital copies. Doctor Strange, Thor, Loki,
Taika Waititi is coming back to direct Thor 4.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and speaking of Thor, speaking of Fat Thor, the next upcoming Avengers Marvel Legends. Quit giving me that look. figure assortment.
Yeah, let me move.
Time out.
Let me move the light onto you.
Everybody, time out.
Fat Thor is going to be the Build-A-Figure in that wave.
Great. Time out. Because Dad Cookies is getting butthurt over here because you interrupted him.
Well, let me put this. Let me put that spotlight on you real quick. But no, it's a little keychain that if you hold your phone over it, it pops up into a hologram of Thor, Loki, and Doctor Strange. Loki and Doctor Strange doing some magic stuff.
Hmm.
Huh. An augmented reality thing. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'm gonna stab you, sir.
Why me?
Oh.
That's Kate.
Kate.
Thing is.
Anyways, not doing
you know what else would be great? You know what else would be a great live action TV series? Spider-Man. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see some big action movie. I want to see a mundane Spider-Man show. Where it's just the daily life of Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Any good, too?
Hell. Sure.
Talking about the older Spider-Man, right?
Yep.
Where he's out in the real world actually having a fucking... Yeah.
Get Pete out of high school. Get Pete out of college. Get him out of school.
I wonder who you world. Want to play as Spider-Man.
We talked about this a couple days ago. You
Tell these.
Drake Bell, bring him back.
Hey,
he deserves another shot.
Hey, he was amazing in the animated.
He was great in the animated series. We won't bring up the superhero movie that. Anyways,
IMDb. The name vaguely sounds familiar.
Drake and Josh. Drake Bell.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Huh?
He doesn't.
Yeah, I just had to look his face up. So.
But yeah, anyways, like, I think he can pull off an older Pete.
He looks like he needs a couple more cheeseburgers, but yeah.
It depends on which picture you look at.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyways, yeah. Well, we're just about out of time, actually, so... Which is a first, we actually... Had talked through the entire podcast mostly without any lulls.
Hopefully he's physically fit to do all the flipping and jumping.
Once he's in the suit, it doesn't matter who's in the suit. As long as it's his voice.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Sounds like the guy that got cast to play fucking Prince Adam and He-Man in the new... upcoming Masters Universe.
We won't discuss that right now.
We're out of time, Matt.
We still have a minute and 40 seconds.
Which is not going to be filled with you ranting about the character that you hate. Not character. The actor you don't want to play the character. Yeah. Anyways.
We
don't have anything against the guy. I just don't think he is physically right
for Thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. Make sure to share the podcast and get us...
Please.
We're literally begging at this point. Get us some notoriety. Bye!
Thanks for coming back. Later.